On the Villabrook Canal. Next morning, when we set forth on the Villabrook Canal, the rain began heavy and chill. The water of the canal stood at about the drinking temperature of tea, and under this cold aspersion, the surface was covered with steam. The exhilaration of departure and the easy motion of the boats under each stroke of the paddles supported us through this misfortune while it lasted. And when the cloud passed and the sun came out again, our spirits went up above the range of stay-at-home humours. A good breeze rustled and shivered in the rows of trees that bordered the canal. The leaves flickered in and out of the light in tumultuous masses. It seemed sailing weather to eye and ear. But down between the banks the wind reached us only in faint and desultory puffs. There was hardly enough to steer by. Progress was intermittent and unsatisfactory. A jocular person of marine antecedents hailed us from the towpath with a "C'est vite, mais c'est long." The canal was busy enough. Every now and then we met or overtook a long string of boats with great green tillers, high sterns with a window on either side of the rudder, and perhaps a jug or a flower pot in one of the windows, a dinghy following behind, a woman busied about the day's dinner, and a handful of children.